removed from Al-Shifa yesterday. Hopes are growing for a deal between Israel and Hamas to allow more hostages to be released. Our correspondent Dominic Waghorn says an agreement is very close.
It's focusing, we understand, on the women and children being held in Gaza. Hamas have said that they believe that's only around 50 or so, and Israel believes it's 70. I think that's another sticking point. So we are heading towards some kind of deal, it seems, but we're not there yet, it seems.
The COVID inquiries heard that Boris Johnson was bamboozled by graphs and data he was shown by experts advising him during the pandemic. The former chief scientific advisor, Sir Patrick Vallance, was asked about diary entries he'd written, which said that watching the PM get his head round stats was awful.
I think I'm right in saying that the Prime Minister at the time gave up science when he was 15. And I think he'd be the first to admit it wasn't his forte, and that he did struggle with some of the concepts, and we did need to repeat them often.
Rishi Sunak has again hinted at business tax cuts to boost economic growth. He's promised to reduce taxes carefully and sustainably, but hasn't given any specifics ahead of Wednesday's autumn statement. Shakira has reached a deal with tax authorities in Spain, avoiding a trial on the morning it was due to begin. The Colombian pop star, who was potentially facing jail and a bill of 14.5 million euros, has agreed to pay a fine of 7 million. West Yorkshire police say they're not looking for anyone else after arresting a 35-year-old man on suspicion of murdering a woman in her 20s in Dewsbury last night. Detectives say they're treating her death as a domestic-related incident. And Wrexham owners Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney have moved a step closer to developing the racecourse ground from the team's supporters trust. The group's agreed to surrender the lease. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks, Faye. Well, it should be mainly dry and bright this afternoon with a top temperature of 11, which under cloudy skies will dip to 8 overnight. Periods of light rain are expected tomorrow with 10 degrees the expected high. And looking further ahead, Wednesday and Thursday will be dry with sunny intervals, but it will be mainly overcast on Friday. Temperatures will be sticking around the range 10 to 12 degrees throughout.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Britain's award-winning Scott Ross.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Ow. Try it on, baby. Lines from A to C, but there's just one thing that
Yeah, a real rocker there from Brian Adams. The only thing that's good on me is you. Getting us underway in the second hour of today's show. It's Scott Ross here with you until 3 o'clock this afternoon. And in a few minutes, we'll be telling you about a really scary attraction offered by a theme park in the USA. But first off, it's music from Abby Flynn. This is totally new, My Own Woman. Abby Flynn, who's her own woman. And just a reminder that the Brentwood Art Society annual exhibition is currently underway at Bardswell Social Club, Bardswell Close here in Brentwood. And the exhibition is open at the following times: Mondays 7 till 9 p.m., Wednesdays 10 a.m. to 12 noon, so nothing happens on Tuesday. Thursdays and Fridays it's 7 to 8 p.m., Saturday is 5 till 6 p.m. and Sunday's 11:30 a.m. till 3 p.m. There's a members bar available for exhibition viewers, and it's totally free to get in. You can get more information by going to the website, all the W's, BrentwoodArtSociety.com. That's BrentwoodArtSociety.com. And, of course, you can also come to our website, PhoenixFM.com, and just follow the links to local events. And just a reminder that this event ends on Thursday week. That's the 30th of November. So you've only got just over a week to get on down there and enjoy the Brentwood Art Society annual annual exhibition. Time now for a bit of magic from Apollo Junction.
Of this wonderland,
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m., tune into my show, Turn It Up with Vixter, playing you the latest in electronic music, with updates on gigs, live DJ sets, new releases, and my track of the week. Turn It Up with Vixter, every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m., on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Remember this golden classic.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Scott Ross.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Being beat up and battered around. Being sent up and I've been shot down. You're the best thing that I've ever found. Changeable situations, terrible. But baby, you're adorable, and only with her. I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care?
Got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream on.
I've been popped up and I've been fooled. I've been robbed and ridiculed in daycare centers and night schools. Sent to meetings, hypnotized, overexposed, commercialized, and lonely with hair. I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care?
Everybody got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine. Dream on.
I've been uptight and made a mess, but I'll clean it up myself, I guess. Oh,
The Travelling Wilburys there, handled, and they want to be handled with care, so I don't think this is the sort of place that they would want to go to. Now, over the years, I guess most of us have gone on scary rides at various events, starting when you're very young with perhaps something like the ghost train. But have you ever considered something really scary? And here I'm talking about something that's so scary, it's off the scales. So scary, in fact, that visitors to McCamey Manor, America's infamous scare attraction, have to sign a 40-page waiver and undergo screening, including a drugs test, before they can even enter. And allegedly, to date, no one has ever made it through the full tour. For your delectation, the attraction is available to enjoy, if that's the right word, in San Diego, Summertown, Tennessee, and also in Huntsville in Alabama. Run by one Russ McCamey, the attraction, if you can call it that, promises participants a psychological tour de force. It's been claimed that some guests have been so scared that they've even pulled out their own teeth. Really? Is that actually possible? Mr. McCamey claims to use hypnosis and other types of mind control techniques to persuade participants to do crazy things, apparently entering even. It may astonish you to know that visitors have to be over 21, but with parental permission and guidance. Over 18s can get in, but only after they've been screened over the phone, Facebook or FaceTime and undergone a complete sports physical and have a doctor's note to prove that they are physically and mentally clear to give it a go. And they also have to produce proof of medical insurance. Okay, so who's up for it? Anyway, I think I'd rather go off down to Palisades Park now with Freddie Cannon. Cannon there down at Palisades Park. The records were very, very short in those days, just like the rides at the fairground. Time now to hear from the Slow Readers Club.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
And at 28 minutes past 2, let's take a look and see what's happening on the highways and byways around town. The A12 northbound exit slip road at Junction 16, Gallywood. The reports there of a broken down vehicle on the slip road itself. And, of course, we still have those 40-mile-an-hour speed restrictions and lane closures in force on the A12 between Junctions 13 and 16 in Gatestone and Gallywood for resurfacing work. And just a note that you can't join the A12 if you're heading south from Chelmsford on 3 Mile Hill, the A414, and have to follow diversions through in Gatestone. Hall Green Lane is closed until the 23rd of November. That's here in Brentwood, as is Seven Arches Road. I can't read my own writing. That's closed until tomorrow. Eagle Way, the junction with Essex Way, has gas main work there, and there's a crash on Worley Road. The B186 could hold you up. Other than that, can't see any other problems on the roads. As far as public transport is concerned, there are no live problems on C2C or Greater Anglia, and the only problem on the London Underground concerns the tram service, which is part suspended, but everything else is fine and dandy. And of course, Joe will have a further update for you at around about 25 past 3, but at 2:29, you're fully up to speed. And this is the new song from Middle Kids.
Sometimes I wanna say to you, sometimes I wanna say to you,
the new one from Middle Kids. Nice song, that. Just a quick reminder, you're listening to me, Scott Ross, with Monday's edition of the 1-2-3 show here on Phoenix FM. And Phoenix FM broadcasts 24 hours a day in stereo on 98 megahertz to around 160,000 residents of Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding area. And, of course, to the world online at phoenixfm.com.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time.
98 FM.
Dark is a night full of fear. There's something on your mind. You're wide awake and chasing time. Hands reaching out, feel your touch, but I don't know who you are. Eyes opened up.
I feel
I were a boy, I would turn off my phone, tell everyone it's broken, so they think that I was sleeping alone. I put myself first and make the rules as I go. That she'd be faithful, waiting for me to come home, to come home. If I were a boy, I think I could understand. Oh, how it feels to love a girl. I swear I'd be a better man. You're just a boy. You don't understand.
And you don't understand. Oh,
oh, it feels to love a girl someday. You wish you were a better man. You don't listen to her. You don't care how it hurts. But you're just a boy.
Beyoncé there, and If I Were a Boy, and before that, it was the Eves kicking off the Love Zone for this hour with City of Stars. Now, I know we've mentioned this one or two times, and clearly it is working. Brentwood Food Bank, as I say, is part of a nationwide network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust, who are working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. Now, a couple of weeks ago, the food bank at Doddinghurst Road Church fed around 200 local people unable to meet their budget stretch to food after trying to meet other commitments. And I've noticed recently that the food bank has indeed appreciated the efforts that the people of Brentwood have helped to bring them some foods, etc. And we'd ask you to keep doing that, and they could use any help that you can give, particularly with tea, coffee, soap, shampoo, shower gel, and indeed any canned goods. So please keep in touch with them. Give them another call on the Brentwood line number 01277224528. That's 224528. And you can also email them at info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. And as I say, please continue giving them whatever you can, because it really helps. And you don't want to be like One Direction and have to be dragged down.
I've got fire for a heart. I'm not scared of the dark. You've never seen it look so easy. I got a river for a soul. And baby, you're a boat. Baby, you're my only reason. If I didn't have you,
taught me how to be someone, yeah. All my life, you still
stood by me when no one else was ever behind me. All these lights, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me down. All my life, you stood by me when no one else was ever behind me. By me when no one else was ever behind me. All these lights, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me down.
This is Phoenix FM.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Fun Radio! It's a greed! Yes, indeed! Number one!
You read Lewis and the news there, feeling the power of love. And a complete change of pace now, and going back, looking at the living years, it's Mike and the Mechanics.
You hear
Well, Mike and the Mechanics, Reeling in the Living Years, just about wraps it up for me, Scott Ross, and today's 1-2-3 show. All being well, I'll see you at the same time tomorrow, but stick around now for the welcome return of Joe Bailey, who on behalf of St Francis Hospice will be aiming to see you home safely this afternoon. And don't ever forget that as you get older, it's the things you didn't do that you'll regret. We'll play out now with Ray and Rudimental, but from me, bye-bye.
You got me all like, I hate waking up alone. Call me when you're heading home. I got things I need to say that I can't say to you over the telephone. 4-5 glasses all alone. Boys and girls just come and go. I haven't seen you for a minute. I don't like it not at all. One thing that I know is as hard as I try, I can't face the thought of you not being mine. Regardless of the tears I cry for you today, regardless of the words you sing but never say, you're always in my mind somehow, whether we're up or down. Regardless, regardless. Oh, regardless. It's not a home when I'm sleeping all alone. I'm used to having I'm a hoe. Then I can't touch you through the phone. Even when you drink me cold, I still got your t-shirt on. Haven't seen you for a minute, no. I don't like it, not at all. One thing that I know is as hard as I try, I can't face the thought of you not being in my life. My life. Regardless of the tears I cry for you today, regardless of the words you think but never say, you're always in my mind somehow, whether we're up or down. Regardless, regardless. Oh, regardless. Feel so crazy. The things that you do to me, ooh, it's as if you don't rape me, baby, don't play me, this ain't no game to me, regardless of the tears I cry for you today, regardless of the words you think but never say, you're always in my mind somehow, whether we're up or down, regardless,
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.